on to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Hello and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Happy Friday, y'all. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu. So the FDA has just authorized a fourth COVID jab for children. COVID has literally never really posed a threat to children, but now they're using it as an excuse to put four loads of experimental gene-altering material into your children's bodies. Four shots full of spike proteins for children as young as 6 months old. Four shots for a group that is basically immune to COVID or just gets the sniffles if they get it at all. Four shots when we know that these shots cause myocarditis in children, a condition that almost nobody had ever seen or heard of before these shots were rolled out. And when we say these kids' bodies will be full of spike proteins, we mean full. An anonymous Twitter user recently highlighted a student by the American Heart Association finding 430 billion spike proteins spread across a group of just a handful of children. Dr. Wade Hamilton is a pediatric cardiologist with more than 20 years of experience. He knows all about the severe and totally unnecessary hazard that these COVID shots pose to our children. And he joins us now. Dr. Hamilton, thank you so much for joining us today. So, okay, why? You know, nobody operating in any kind of sanity would approve these shots. What is the reason behind this? Like, what kind of excuse can they give? Because it absolutely is not based on science.
Well, thank you for the introduction. My opinion is that they have no basis for doing this, and that it's, we know that the shots are harmful, and that the risk at this age group and in children in general is for COVID is essentially zero. So this is really, it reeks of evil, really. I can't understand how a decision like this could be made with any other reason. The life expectancy here in this country has dropped over the last 2.5 years from 79 to 76. And that's hard data. That did not happen because someone died at 79 and they died at 78.5 or whatever. It takes some young people dying to move this average life expectancy down like that. And there's graphs that show that there's, in some countries it's 17%, in some countries it's 40% increase in deaths that have happened in relationship to the shot. So it's not. And a matter of fact, the insurance company has shown in New York that there's for people who are employed age 18 to 60, I think there was an actual 40% increase in their deaths. So this is not nothing. This is real. This is reported in multiple countries. And as far as the children are concerned, it's early as 2022. Pfizer actually knew in the early part of 2022. Pfizer had it in their own information that this was causing myocarditis, and they did not say anything about it or do anything about it. In my career, myocarditis has been, you know, exceedingly rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does happen. It's something that, you know, we tend to say it's from a virus, but the natural course is that some children will get heart failure and end up in an ICU and may die. If they recover, there's a reasonable chance that within 5 years they may die, about a 50% chance, or need a heart transplant. So, and then there's a third category, which hasn't been much emphasized, but which I'd like to emphasize today, which is subclinical myocarditis. Mm. And what that means to me is that if they're not sick enough to obviously go to the hospital, they may have a little bit of chest pain. Maybe a football player would think it was because he got hit hard the previous game or whatever, but there's not much going on. And then the person works their heart very hard, say it, you know, in football game or soccer or lacrosse, whatever the sport is, and there's a there was an episode of myocarditis which they didn't really notice, and it resulted in extra blood flow to a particular area of the heart because of the dilatation of these blood vessels, or it may have resulted in deposits on some of the blood vessels that didn't get enough blood flow.
Right.
At any rate, a scar occurs, and this may not do anything except for with adrenaline circulating relating to the person running, they may get a ventricular fibrillation, as the nidus would be this area of previous inflammation, now scar. And that can result in sudden death. And that's what's been happening over the past few years around the world. And, you know, this is way out of the ordinary. This is something that has not been ever noticed before. So it's nothing to say when it was something that, you know, it's been happening all along. It's been very, very rare. So this is one of those things that to do this to children, they could well have subclinical myocarditis. And if you, in terms of the billions of spike proteins, 430 billion spike proteins noted in these kids 30 days after the shot, that is a significant fact that the protein is, or spike protein is around. Now, different investigators may measure it different ways, and I'm not exactly sure how they measured it this time, but it wouldn't be in conflict with other investigators having found spike protein circulating. And it can cross the blood-brain barrier, especially easily in children. It can enter all the organs, and it can do damage there to the blood vessels. Initially, it can stick to the blood vessels, and over time, other things may stick to the spike protein, and gradually the blood vessels get more narrow, and the blood flow to the organ becomes compromised. Another thing that happens is that it sticks to the red cells, and the red cells begin to clump, and so they can't take up as much oxygen, they can't flow as freely through the small blood vessels. So this combination of things may lead to decreased blood flow to various organs. And the heart is especially vulnerable because it has a wide range of metabolic activity, working very hard on some occasions. But it can also happen in the brain, causing brain fog, or it can cause liver damage. And all these organs are susceptible. And so the thing that one has to wonder is there a way to get the spike protein out of these patients that have received the shot? And there probably are some ways, but they're really not proven. But they're things worth trying because they don't really involve pharmacology. They involve things that, you know, people can buy over the counter. And I do have some information about that, but I don't think that this is an appropriate setting to just name a bunch of things that,
well,
because
honestly,
it requires supervision.
Listen, a lot of us have family members who went and vaccinated their children. A lot of these viewers have people that went and vaccinated children. I have multiple friends who have died or are suffering from injuries of the COVID vaccine. So if you have any suggestions on what can neutralize these spike proteins, as a pediatric cardiologist, I mean, nobody else would be able to speak to that other than you. If you could give some suggestions, absolutely. And, you know, you had described what this is, the excuse, like there's no excuse. It's just evil. The CDC even recently said that they were investigating the COVID vaccine because there were so many strokes and cases of myocarditis linked to it. But then they went ahead, ignored that investigation, and passed and okayed the fourth booster shot. Now, if we can reverse that in any way, I mean, what do you recommend for people who are struggling with this spike protein or severely injured or having heart issues? Like, how can they try to neutralize it? What do you suggest?
Well, there's stages that can be of taking care of this. Dr. Evy, EAVY, has outlined the protocol, and McCullough has, and there's some on the internet, but it's not 100% clear how this should be done. But one thing is, there's different stages. You've got to get the spike protein off the blood vessels, but that's not enough because then it will circulate around and reattach. So you get it off the blood vessels, then you bind it with something so that it can't reattach. Then It circulates around, and you then need to put something in there to grab it and take it out of the body, generally in the urine, but you also want to get it out of the GI tract, so you'll be using something to bind it up. And that example. So of the things that one can do, that the ivermectin prevents the spike protein from, you know, reproducing and hence clumping. So that can be used on along the way. And then spirulina, licorice root, ashwagandha, and this resveratrol is a interesting and fasting. Both of those things may increase the spike protein is spike protein is there, and if the body is fasting and autophagy is, the body is starting to use up its own protein because it's fasting or you've taken resveratrol, it will generally probably eat up the spike protein, and then there'll be less of it around.
Right.
So autophagy is just one of the methods that people might, adults might try. I don't know to what extent one should do that in a child. And then there's this nattokinase, which prevents the clotting related to the spike protein. It inhibits there's an enzyme that leads to clotting, and this nattokinase is a way to prevent the clotting formation. And it also inhibits cell infection by the virus. So this nattokinase has two benefits. So these are some things that people can just buy, but I really think they probably need some guidance. Now this zoolite or the bentonite clay will bind up things and help remove them from the body. And then the idea of lymphatic drainage is another possibility where that requires somebody who's skilled in that area. The glutathione, the NAC, then acetylcysteine, these are all things that work at various stages of the spike protein demolition to help get it out of the body.
You know, you can't convince me that this wasn't a bioweapon. Like the way it was designed, you know, the fact that it spread through the vaccine, it's just people shed these spike proteins on each other. I got it from a vaccinated family member. I didn't catch it. All through 2020, I was shaking hands up and down the state of Delaware, did not catch anything. Family member got boosted, and then I mean, the brain fog was very real. The depression, the everything, the weakness was very real. It is extremely dangerous, whatever they have done. And now they're trying to inject it in children, not one time, not two times, not three times, but four times. You have to get it four times, you know, and we're seeing instances of young children who are, you know, it's dying suddenly on the basketball court, playing little sports with their little friends, and they're just keeling over and dying. And there's no excuse for it except for what their parents have allowed. They have taken their children to get in, participate in an experimental study that is ran by very, very evil people. And, you know, I think that, you know, there has to be accountability at this point. Yeah, we can try to fix what has happened, but how do you have any suggestion of, you know, I can't comprehend why. It's just evil. That's all I have.
Well, I think that people in the past have trusted the CDC going back, you know, and the three-letter agencies, the FDA, but these have been infiltrated and been converted over time, and now they're not to be trusted.
Right.
And a lot of physicians, my colleagues and former colleagues, don't realize this, but that has in fact happened. I mean, so there's good examples of people leaving the CDC and going to work for drug companies. Julie Gerberding did that. It's just one of these things, and that the doctors who are not speaking out against this, at this point, I think that more and more of them are beginning to realize that what's happening. But there's a political aspect to this that's hard to deal with too, and so. I'm of a vintage physician where I, you know, I don't have any medical school loans. I don't owe $700,000 or $250,000 like most younger doctors do. They often have a 15-year plan where they don't pay it back and they have a bigger loan. And so, and they're using, they're taking people like me, making examples of us, and the medical boards are coming after us and you know, taking away our licenses or trying to take away our licenses. And so it's that's a political thing that that's happening. There's not really a reason that one should lose their license for speaking against the vaccine. Right. I mean, the fact is that that's how science works. There's got to be controversy and back and forth, and then you reach a new level of acceptance, which maybe a year or two later is not acceptance anymore. So you can't have someone at the top saying everyone's going to get the vaccine and no one can say it's a bad idea. So that is, that's totalitarianism, and that is an example of the totalitarian aspect of what's happening in a country. This is much bigger than a medical arena. This is happening throughout our country in various areas. And I think that the children, to me, this is a place to take a stand. Mothers can take a stand. I think everyone should speak to their neighbors. Anyone who's hearing this and knows that there's a toddler or anyone with a child, just tell them, inform them, don't do this, don't take this shot. That's the line you have to take. And I really think that my education in this area came through, going back years, but came through mothers who were wanting to protect their kids, and they'd ask me questions and I'd look them up, and then I realized, oh, actually this shot is not a good idea. And yes, that's happened, you know, some of the vaccines, and clearly it's not a good idea to get the COVID shot. It's just not even a vaccine. It's a horrible, horrible idea. Yep. And so defend your children. And this is something that you can do fiercely. Don't send them to school. If they can't go to school without the vaccine, don't send them. I mean, they're just getting propaganda there most of the time anyway. So it's something to fight against.
It sure is. And, you know, children are worth fighting for. And this is the line, you know, they came for the children. Parents, stand up and defend the children, not only your children, but your neighbor's children. Don't be afraid to speak out. I don't care if they call you a kook. It's about their lives, and the future of our nation is at stake. Dr. Wade Hamilton, thank you so much for joining us today. We will have you back soon. I'd like to go into more of that protocol, that spike protein protocol. So I'll be in touch with you. God bless you, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss. Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biological inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Protect yourself from the psychopath lizard things that want to take your kids and touch them and groom them and molest them and traffic them. The psychopaths who want you to inject yourself with a deadly bioweapon, and then they want to incapacitate you by taking all of your food away by the food supply shortage, and then come for your money and your guns. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. The imminent great financial reset that resets the electronic banking system to zero, it's going to happen. It's the only way that they can have ultimate control. But if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're set. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Also, if you mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco, $10,000, up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now.